I'm joined today by Dr. Brenda Stevens, a clinical assistant professor at North Carolina State University School of Veterinary Medicine. She joins us today to discuss euthanasia and when to euthanize your pet. What questions should a pet owner ask him or herself when deciding whether to euthanize their pet?
This is a very difficult question and needs to be taken seriously by pet owners and their entire family members. I usually ask my clients to think about several things when they're deciding on euthanasia. First thing would be is what is the ultimate prognosis for their pet? And would medical or surgical intervention make a difference in the quality of the life of the pet? And then if the answer to that is no, then I ask them to think about the pet's quality of life. Are they doing the things that they usually do that make them a part of the family and enjoy doing? For example, coming up the stairs at night to watch TV with the family. Are they eating the way that they used to? Will they go outside for a walk like they used to? Will a kitty cat groom itself? And are they in pain? And if the answer to those questions is no, or if we feel that they have pain that we cannot control well, then I think the euthanasia discussion has to be taken seriously and in a timely fashion.
Do you recommend giving pets a sedative before euthanizing?
Generally speaking, I think sedatives ahead of time are a good idea. But the one point I want to stress is that when euthanasia takes place, it is a very individual process between a veterinarian, a family, and a pet. And so each process has to be tailored to what that pet needs and what the family needs. A sedative is a nice way to have the pets relax, and it tends to take the stress off of the owners so that they don't feel that their pet is uncomfortable or anxious. So I think that if the pet shows any of those signs, that is always a very good idea. But there may be times where a sedative isn't needed or it is difficult to administer before euthanasia, for instance, in an emergency situation. So generally speaking, yes, but there may be times where it does not work out well for that pet.
What exactly goes on during the euthanasia process, and how is the drug administered?
So step by step, there's a couple of things. First off, there's usually a little bit of paperwork ahead of time, and basically the paperwork is to allow for permission of euthanasia and possibly discussing the care of the remains of the pet after the euthanasia. Then when it comes down to the procedure itself, we had already discussed a sedative, and a sedative may or may not be administered, and it may be administered orally by the owner before they come in, or it may be given by injection when the pet is at the office or wherever the euthanasia is to take place. Then the second thing is many times an intravenous catheter is placed, and this is a small tube that goes into the vein, and it allows medication to be administered without an additional pinprick in the skin. Finally, the procedure itself essentially involves administering a medication, which is pentobarbital, which is an anesthesia agent, and it is given into the vein, and it is essentially an overdose of this anesthetic agent that causes the pet to pass away. This solution basically causes the animal to first fall asleep, it drifts unconscious, and then eventually the heart stops from the overdose. It is painless, and it is usually very rapid within 1 to 2 minutes.
Will the pet feel any pain?
The simple answer to that is no, not from the euthanasia process. It essentially is basically watching your pet fall asleep, and then finally they succumb to the drugs. Occasionally the pet might vocalize, and this is a normal anesthesia reaction, and then afterwards the pet's eyes will remain open, and they may urinate or they may have a bowel movement, but again, this is all normal, and the only discomfort there possibly could be is when the needle is actually placed into the skin, just like a pinprick. But from the entire process, there is no pain involved.
What can pet owners do to help deal with the pain of losing a pet?
Yeah, this is hard. And I think the first thing to realize is that pet owners will be in grief when they lose their pet. This is normal, and it is a normal process to go through. They've lost a companion. It may be closer to them than their family members, and it simply hurts. Also, there are many people that feel guilty, especially if they've made a decision to euthanize their pet. And I try to let clients know that guilt may creep into their emotions, but not to confuse guilt with actually just grieving for their pet. There are many resources for clients, and clients need to do what works best for them. There are veterinary schools that offer grief hotlines. There are books available, especially for children. There's a book about dog loss. It's called The Tenth Best Thing About Barney. And then for cats, there's a book called Cat Heaven, which I think help children deal with the loss of their pets. But I would encourage people to talk to their friends that are supportive and to talk to their veterinarian. Veterinarians deal with euthanasia and grief frequently, and they can be a great resource to help people either listen to them or direct them in a more appropriate fashion if there's a professional counselor available if they need something like that.
For more information about the North Carolina Veterinary Medical Association, please visit www.ncvma.org or call 1-800-446-2862.